going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Yesterday, I felt like such a influencer. You know, like influencers always joke around, like Instagram versus reality. Mm-hmm. I posted a picture of myself, little picnic blanket, crumble cookie, nice waterfront. Look cute. It was like cute for like 2 seconds. I went and took the kids to do a little picnic, grabbed a little crumble cookie. My 20-month-old took off and wanted to go play, so she was not hanging out like as a picnic and just relaxing by the water, and my allergies are just pouring out, and I'm like, man, this seemed like a good idea at the time, but there was no relaxation.
I could have told you that was going to be a horrible idea with your allergies.
Seemed like a great idea.
Well, and especially with little kids in this weather, because when it's nice, they want to play.
Yeah, so they want to be outside, and I normally like to be outside, but man, I don't, but like, my eye allergies are bad inside or outside, so I mean, I think I'm just screwed with it.
Yeah.
And nothing, but like this picture was like very serene. Like, just hanging out on a picnic blanket, la-di-da. And it was like behind the scenes, like not serene, like leakage, kids running around. Yeah, it was crazy. How was your guys' day?
Remember yesterday when I said like, oh, I don't have allergies. I think I got away with it. Yeah, that was a lie. I'm severely affected currently.
Really? Yeah, I noticed.
I'm having a hard time focusing. My eyes are terrible right now, and I'm trying as hard as I can to project into the mic while holding in everything that wants to come out of my face.
Oh, great. That's just really attractive.
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah, Jackson, how's your rash, Kevin?
I was going to say, Jackson and I mowed the lawn yesterday, and my rash came back.
Did it really?
Yeah, so it's like there's something in the air. And, you know, here again, Benadryl just took it right away. But I could feel it after I got done. I was like, man, it feels like there's just pollen or junk on you, even if it's not. It's just, ugh. Hopefully this rain will wash that away.
I think it's going to make it worse, like Brett's theory last weekend.
Yeah, I think the rain, I didn't get my grass cut, so I screwed up there either, too, Kevin.
You should not be cutting grass.
I know.
You're right,
and then
no
now,
doubt.
Like, so my grass is, like, going wild, but, like, I'm just going to put up, like, allergy victim, please don't judge my yard.
Yeah.
You think the neighborhood is like,
yeah,
I get it.
Honestly, they'll get it.
They'll get it.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A DoorDash driver's car broke down in New Jersey and he was trying to get somebody their Chick-fil-A, but a police officer kind of went off to the side, was like, hey, you know, are you okay? Car broke down. And he was like, yeah, but I need to get this person their Chick-fil-A. So the police officer finished the delivery for them.
Oh, stop. Mm.
That's awesome. All of a sudden, the cop knocks at the door, though, and your heart drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then they hand you your Chick-fil-A, and as long as they got that Chick-fil-A sauce, we're good.
Yeah. He said nobody wants cold Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and that is true. Play around. Yeah, those waffle fries get too soggy then, man. Mm-hmm. The cops get it. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Give back to get more. Introducing the St. Louis debit card exclusively at Together Credit Union.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Since it's Friday, let's talk about fries for Friday. Which kind of fries are your favorite? Regular, crinkle, curly, waffle, wedges?
For me, I think I gotta go waffle, and I will give a special shout out. I know I'm gonna get hate for this. Yep. To sweet potato fries.
Oh, I do love those.
Nope.
I do love those. No, I'm on that same page, Hannah.
People, it's like trendy for some reason.
No, those are really, really good. But the fry for me, because nobody else does them, they're almost like donut fries. Rallies. That is a unique fry.
I know what you're talking about.
So good.
It's tinier.
I've had those. Rallies fries like extremely curly?
No, they're not. No.
Well, they're thin, right?
No. It's weird. They're kind of like, they're almost like caked fries. Well, I can't really describe it, but they are awesome.
Cake fries sound delicious. That sounds lovely.
Yeah. AB. I think I'm a waffle fry person.
Like a Chick-fil-A?
I think so.
I think Chick-fil-A fries are good, but like I don't want that to be my fry of choice. You know what fry I really like? I call it Florida fries. Is like it's not too thick. It's in the middle, and they have like a little bit of crunchy seasoning on them. And I always get them when I'm in Florida.
Florida
like,
fries.
I call them Florida fries because they got them everywhere in Florida, but there's like very specific places that have it. But I do like a thinner fry. I don't like the wedges or the crinkle fries.
I'm thinking you like them thick.
No.
Like a Red Robin basket fry?
No, too thick.
Really?
Oh, really?
Like, I don't hate on Red Robin fries. Like, I like Red Robin, but no, like...
Like Steak and Shake thin?
Yeah, like, I like a thinner, yeah. Mm. Like, this is a fry called... I call it Florida fries. It gets yourself, when you go to Florida next time, you get fries, you'll be like, oh, I know what Florida fries are.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's put 2 minutes on the clock. Kick off your weekend with some trending stories. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. List real life cheat codes that actually work.
I need them.
People are sharing these. So more than 9,000 people responded. These were real life cheat codes. Be thankful for people. People give more invites, more gifts, more everything for people that say thank you. It just takes 5 seconds to say thank you, but constantly we forget to say thank you.
Always.
You'd be surprised how much you get when you actually ask for help. Mom was right. Just ask for help. People just constantly feel like it
makes them
look bad. They don't feel comfortable. Listen. Just listen.
That's hard.
When you order food in line, like Chipotle, stand there and watch them. Don't move on quickly. They'll put more food on your plate.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, like, if you, like, continue to walk, they'll chip you a little?
Yeah, but if you're standing there, they feel, like, you know, guilty. If you look stressed out at work all the time, people think you're busy. Oh, my God, I'm just so stressed. They just leave you alone. And then compliment people. Not every time you see them, but every once in a while, we kind of forget to give people compliments.
I like that.
How much of our lifetime is spent doing laundry?
Too much. Keep it moving.
Okay. The dirtiest cities in America.
Ugh, we were talking about this yesterday, and I got the ick, so I don't want to hear about it again. Keep it moving.
Okay. Some of those cities that you thought would be on there did not make the list.
I don't want to hear about rats.
We will never know. New parents take how many photos of their kid in the first year?
Oh, my goodness. How many?
1,000 photos in the first year.
I think that's lowballing.
I know. So do I. That's an average. So, yeah. They say usually on average, there's over 2,000 photos just alone on any parent's phone of their kids and about 1,000 every year.
Yep. And then it cuts in half for the next one. Yeah. And then by the fourth child, there's none.
Are you worried about money?
You're
not alone.
I'm an American.
1 in 10 Americans currently feel very good about their financial situation. That means 90% of people are worried about money.
I thought you were going to say 1 in 10 are worried. I'm like, who is this poll with?
Yeah, just 10% of the country is like, nah, I'm good.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jordan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Jordan, I'm doing great. How is Hannah is the real question. How are you, Hannah?
I'm feeling like I'm going to win. It's just in the air, in the vibes, in the energy.
Jordan, do you feel like your air is saying win too?
I like her confidence, so yes.
Okay. Oh. Well, Jordan, I feel like your air is more, weather.com approved than Hannah's. Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask you guys both the same 5 questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Hannah, leave so I can ask Jordan questions. She can't hear the answers to she won't hear all of your answers to all the questions, okay?
Perfect.
All right, who was the first person named to be doing Dancing with the Stars? Jordan's.
Katie?
Katie? Yeah, good old Katie. Katie got a last name?
Smith.
Katie Smith, yep, Dancing with the Stars. A really popular celebrity, Katie Smith, from that reality show. Living life like Katie Smith. the AMAs just announced their nomination. What does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards.
Boom. Yes. There we go. Okay. Where is the NFL draft? The NFL draft just recently happened, started at least. Where is the NFL draft?
Like, it's here in the United States?
Yep. Okay, that's more specific.
That's where they play the National Football League. Right. It happens in the United States.
I don't know.
Pick a city.
St. Louis?
Okay, it's St. Louis, all right. Who played the character of Carrie Bradshaw in the TV show Sex and the City?
Oh, my God. She's on my TikTok reels all the time.
With Katie Smith? God.
Yeah, with Katie Smith.
Can you think of it?
No, I can't. I don't know.
Okay.
Hannah's going to win. Damn.
And then which company's slogan is just do it?
Nike.
Boom. 2 out of 5 is not bad.
Not terrible.
Jordan, we love you. All right, hold on 1 second. We're going to see how Hannah does and if she's been drinking the same amount of alcohol you've been drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah back in the room. Jordan just got done answering, kind of answering, 5 pop culture questions. Jordan, how'd you do?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan, tell her how many you got right.
Like an astonishing 2.
Two.
We've seen worse.
All right. Let's ask Hannah the same questions. You got to get at least 2 right. Hannah, if you can't get 2 right, we have to take away Hannah's homeschool from you. It's going to be your lease is up. Yeah. Who was the first person named to be doing Dancing with the Stars?
Last name, Irwin.
Yes.
First name, Danny?
Danny Irwin. No. Robert Irwin.
Oh, okay. Half point.
Crocodile Hunter's
yeah,
son.
Yeah, I didn't know his first name either.
I think he just got hired because he started posting thirst traps. So they're like, okay.
Oh, for sure.
You want to do Dancing with the Stars? You
That's
got a
all
bunch
we
of-
need to know.
Yeah. The AMAs just announced their nomination. What does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards.
That is correct. NFL Draft just kicked off. Where is the NFL Draft? It is in the United States.
Okay. Can I get a hint, Kevin?
Sure, I'll give you a hint.
Okay, Kevin.
All right.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's windy.
Chicago.
It's not in Chicago.
Yeah, that was not a good.
The Windy City? Chicago?
It was a terrible hand, actually.
It was actually terrible because I thought it was in Chicago.
It was a deceiving.
Okay, well,
it is driving
sucks
distance.
For me.
Kevin said it's true. I don't know where it's in. And then made up a city.
He's sabotaging.
Yeah, right. How about a cheese? They like cheese there.
Philadelphia.
No.
Isn't that the Cheeseheads?
I also don't think it's there. I think it's
in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in Green Bay.
I thought it was
there.
In Indianapolis.
You know what? We're done with this question.
We're all wrong.
We actually don't know
actually,
where the draft
somebody
is.
Google it to make sure I'm right, but I'm 97% sure it's in Green Bay.
Okay.
Well, that was interesting.
Okay.
I think you guys both get points for that, actually, at this point, Jordan. Who played the character of Carrie Bradshaw in the TV series Sex and the City?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's correct. And also on Jordan's TikTok a lot. Apparently.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of romance edits of Mr. Big and Carrie, which I don't like to see.
And then which company's slogan is Just Do It?
Nike.
Nike, that's correct. Whether you got Green Bay or not.
It is in Green Bay.
Is it
Bay.
In Green Bay? Okay, yeah. It is
okay,
in Green Bay.
It
could, they do like cheese. It could be windy.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There has been
wind
there.
We don't know what the weather's going to be like today. Kevin was trying to predict the weather. Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Hannah gets the win. Jordan, you get the win in our hearts, though. But, Jordan, you have to say this is Jordan. I got schooled by Hannah.
I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you a tricky Mega Mind question of the day. 12% of people still have this from elementary school.
I'm going to say their backpack.
12% of people still keep that old school backpack.
I just feel like backpacks are hard to get rid of. Like, my work bag that I bring is literally from freshman year of my high school.
Wow. All right.
They just they stay around forever.
Okay. Elementary school.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff we've got from elementary school. It's either your yearbook.
All right.
That's what I was going to say, Kevin.
Or your report card.
All right, which one do you want to steal?
Well,
ABs?
I won't steal ABs. I'll say your report card.
Okay, thank you, because I do think yearbook is right.
No, it's not.
Dang it.
12% of people still have this from their elementary school. I think this will be your hint, because I think it's a tricky one, 12%. I think you're going to say, oh, that's cute when you hear that. When you hear the answer. Okay. All right? That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give it the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 12% of people still have this from elementary school. I did give you a hint that says when you hear the answer, you're like, oh, that's sweet.
TQ texted in and said their kindergarten diploma. I didn't even get one of those.
That's cute.
Grandma's gang said an art project. The musician family said your pencil box.
Really cute answers. Yes, answers, guys.
We got a text that's really cute. It says Valentine's Day cards from elementary school. Teacher Jen says a Christmas ornament made for the Christmas tree.
Oh, those are cute. Yeah. I feel like I still have that.
Yeah. Let's see. A lot of people are saying artwork. Teacher Megan says a picture of them and their teacher. Heather says something really sweet. Their best friend.
Heather got it.
Oh!
12% of us still have their bestie from elementary school.
I do still talk to my best friend from elementary school.
See?
I
good for you. Too.
And I know you guys are going to say, oh, that's cute. Yep.
Mega Minds.
NFL draft was last night, at least this kickoff first round of the NFL draft. You were locked in probably, Hannah.
Oh, totally.
What'd you think of the first pick in the draft? Were you really
terrible
surprised?
Terrible choice.
Yep. Yeah. Do you know who was the first pick in the draft?
Nope.
All right, good talk. Cam Ward, Miami quarterback, went to the...
Never heard of him.
Tennessee Titans. But we're going to do our own version of the draft. We're not drafting players. We're not drafting like football guys. We're going to draft chain restaurants.
Now this I can get down with.
All right, so we're going to do it like fantasy football style. We'll put chain restaurants on our team and let you vote who do you think has the best team. Which little neighborhood of chain restaurants you'd like to drive into and eat at. We'll do it fantasy football style. So Hannah will get the first pick. She'll pick a chain restaurant. Then I'll go. Kevin and AB, you'll get two picks. You don't have to go last every single time. You'll get to kick off the second round. All right? So Hannah, you get to kick off the first round of chain restaurants. What will be the first pick in the Brett Mega Show draft?
Okay, I'm excited to say that my first pick goes to, I'm going to pick up the hat for Chick-fil-A.
Blew it. I knew you were going to go Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, same. Yep.
Such a bad... it's a fast food place. That's not really a great restaurant. That's fast food.
I'm not backing down. I would choose to eat there every single day if I could.
I think you went fast food and it's going to just... That just killed your waste of a first pick. I think when it comes to chain restaurants, this is the number one chain restaurant. It's in all the malls. It's keeping malls alive.
Oh, here we go.
It's a place I go to all the time with my kids.
Nostalgia.
I don't know what you're
nostalgia.
About to say.
What's the only place he literally ever talks about?
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh!
Cheesecake Factory with the second pick in the draft. That's where we go on and do baby reveals. That's where
It's only special to you.
My wife and I went on our first date.
The menu overwhelms me.
Yeah, too.
You got
much.
Options, and you have the best dessert out there. No other better dessert, and you got options. Cheesecake Factory with the second pick. I think the analysis on it is just excellent pick.
You know,
Kevin,
that's a great pick.
Thank you.
I think mine's a little controversial.
Wow, with your first pick, you're going risky.
I think they were very high, and then they screwed up here recently, but I don't care about their mistake. I'm still going with Red Robin.
Oh, man, I had Red Robin.
Same. They were high for me.
They were really high.
I know they had that Endless Burger thing that just kind of didn't go the way they wanted.
Who cares?
That's okay. They'll come back.
Damn, I really wanted Red Robin.
That was a good one.
All right, AB, the last pick of the first round.
Okay, so my love of food really goes in waves where I will get addicted to one restaurant and I will only eat that for a month. But the one that has stayed true through everything that I will always say yes to is McDonald's.
Again, fast food.
I mean, it has to be McDonald's.
All right. But hold on. You're going to kick off the second round. Now that we've all know what our first round is, Chick-fil-A for Hannah, Cheesecake Factory, myself, Kevin with Red Robin, and AB, of course, with McDonald's. AB will kick off round two of the chain restaurant draft. And this is a real draft that ESPN should get behind.
Mm-hmm.
While we're commercial free, we'll finish up the draft on Y98 St. Louis. NFL draft was last night. I'm sure you all are locked in on ESPN's analysis. We're doing a chain restaurant draft here on the Brad Maga Show. That's what you really need to break down is food. So what we're going to do is each draft it like fantasy football style or like the NFL draft, our own chain restaurants, create a team, and they'll let you vote on our Instagram if you follow us at Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Which neighborhood of chain restaurants would you drive into and like to eat at? Hannah had the first pick of the draft, made a classic mistake with Chick-fil-A. AB.
I'm proud of my choice.
AB finished with McDonald's. Both very fast foodie, but since AB had the last pick in the first round, she gets to have the first pick in the second round. So what do you want to kick off the second round with?
I mean, my second one is pretty fast foodie too, but like, it's all I'm eating right now, Firehouse Subs.
I knew you were going to go with
that. If that's not on there, I would be mad at myself.
I didn't even have it on my list. Not a good choice. I'm feeling good about being there.
You forget how good it is until you're there.
That's true. All right, Kevin.
What? Why isn't it my turn?
It goes reverse, snake style.
We don't know how drafts work. I'm just trusting Brad.
I feel like I got gypped.
Because you got the first pick.
I don't want to be first pick anymore.
That's why you got to think about it strategically. Kevin switched the music up for his pick.
This is tough.
Y'all ready for this, he said.
Yeah, y'all ready for this one? This is a tough one because it is a restaurant that's everywhere. So it dominates, and it is a neighborhood bar and grill. I got to go with Applebee's. I know
is that 2 for $20?
Yeah.
If they still, if that's still a thing, haven't been there in a decade.
I thought about Applebee's, but I feel like it declined in quality.
Yeah, you know, but I think it still has legs and enough to bring a championship.
They have really cheap alcohol there.
I'm torn between two.
I know you're going to pick the one I want to say.
I'm thinking about picking one that I'm reaching for because I think Hannah might pick it. I want to block Hannah. Because you get two picks next. You have to pick third and fourth.
Great. I think you have to block her. I'm going to be
all
honest.
Right. I'm going to go with Panera Bread Co.
That was
on my list.
That's a good one.
Go with Panera Bread Co.
That wasn't the one I want, though.
I thought maybe you would go like Qdoba, but I didn't feel like that's a terrible choice, so I was let you have that
Allegedly,
one.
Allegedly, there's maggots in the soup.
You can't do that to me.
Oh, Bread Co?
No.
Yes.
Come on. No. Oh, ow.
Said to me from someone who works there.
Wow. Ooh.
That's a lie. Ooh.
Okay.
And it tastes delicious, even if it is.
I'm so excited for my next pick.
You get two, so you get to kick off third and fourth round here.
I can literally breathe now that I can have this pick. Texas freaking Roadhouse.
Good pick.
Give me that
pick.
cinnamon butter, baby.
All right. All right, you get another one. So this will finish your team. This will be your third. Okay.
Okay, my third pick, one of AB's sister's favorite restaurants. She always requests this when we're together.
Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden?
Yeah.
I had them on my list.
Breadsticks.
Okay, I'll go right away because I had a different chain restaurant than anything else.
I don't go yet.
No, it goes reversed.
It's reversed.
Okay.
So I'll go with a different Italian restaurant that I like better than Olive Garden, and I feel like it's a better chain, Maggiano's.
Never been there.
Great.
It's the best. It's so good, and it's just a better version.
I used to be able to go there when I got good grades in school.
Yep, that's a classic. Boom. Kevin.
I can't believe this is still on the board.
Is this your third, Kevin?
This is my third one.
All right.
And no matter how you say it, I'm still taking it. Either it's Chipotle or Chipotle.
Chipotle!
Steve Tyler from Aerosmith.
Chipotle!
I like Chipotle better.
I think Chipotle is a good pick, okay? All right, AB.
Okay, I feel like my next one might surprise people.
You get two in a row. You get your third and your fourth.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to do Buffalo Wild Wings.
Ew.
No, it's not even the same. I went there
and
the other day.
It's so pricey.
Yeah.
I love Buffalo Wild Wings. I really do.
Like, if you're going to go, like, I would have done Twin Peaks or Hooters, any of those chain wings.
Well, the thing is, I don't like wings because they're so messy. So I like that there's the boneless ones, and then I just, like, cut them up. And they're just, like, nuggets. So.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings and then Subway.
Ooh. Yeah,
just terrible choices there. I think AB is going to lose.
Hey, I never. Subway. I'm surprised you didn't go Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's not much to a Jimmy John's sandwich.
So that completes
you
AB's team.
With them.
That completes AB's team. Kevin, this will be your last pick.
Not my turn again. Dang.
No.
It's. I'm doing this primarily for the kicking game.
The
because
what?
Because a lot of great kickers come from down under. Ooh. I'm going with Outback Steakhouse.
I thought you were going to say Long John Silver's. I'm like, leave the studio right now.
I feel like I have been trying to balance my team out. Cheesecake Factory gives me options. Panera, got that stupid sandwich combo. Maggio's, I'm Italian. I need a burger joint. I'm going to take the best chain burger restaurant out there, Shake Shack.
Ooh.
Dang, I had that.
Shake Shack. All right, that completes my four. Hannah, this is your last pick, your fourth and final team. So whatever restaurant you do, this is it.
Okay, I'm completes in between it. Two. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I either go a route nobody's gone yet, or I go to somewhere that offers a lot in their restaurant. I'm going unique. I'm going Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom! Big surprise!
I don't know that I've been there.
Big surprise! Big surprise. Nobody had went pizza yet. If you haven't been there yet, their crust is literally to die for.
But
it's so good.
It's an expensive pizza, man. I got like a Papa John's for fast chain.
Oh,
pizza
no.
Places.
When I went garlic fast sauce. Food, you're like, oh my God, terrible choice. So this was great for me.
All right. So you get to go online. We'll post our teams for you on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. You go and vote. Which team of chain restaurants, neighborhood, would you like to go into? How do you guys feel about your teams?
I feel good.
I feel pretty good. Pretty good. I can't believe Panda Express was still
Panda
you know, didn't
Express.
Get drafted.
Didn't There's a couple that left off.
Panda doesn't like Chinese food, apparently.
I don't.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
So Nikki Glaser got so much praise for hosting last year's Golden Globes. I know all of us here like thought she did
Crushed
a great
it.
Job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Golden Globes loved her so much that they invited her back to host again this year, like immediately. But Nikki did share something that she wasn't necessarily like too proud of. She admitted that this joke was pretty mean.
Selena Gomez is here, double nominee tonight for Emilia Perez and Only Murders. And she's here tonight with her new fiance, Benny Blanco. Yes. And Benny Blanco is here because of the genie who granted him that wish. Man, lucky guy. I love you.
So she said, you know, that was mean or whatever, but I do give Nikki credit because she did text both Benny and Selena beforehand and got the green light, but still, like, a lot of people thought, like, that was, like, pretty low of her. And I don't know. So now she's reflecting back on it, and this is what she has to say.
I've never looked at them and actually thought that. Like, I'm like, I feel like she won, too, with it. Like, I think he's really cool, so... Because that joke didn't actually come from a mean place, I felt like it was okay, for me at least, it was okay for me to say. And I texted him before.
So once again, I think this is just a super fine line that comedians, you know, have to walk between, you know, where is this coming from? Like, how is it intended? And I think she has the receipts and stuff of that she texted them beforehand. So I think that people should let her have a pass.
She credits, like, Jimmy Kimmel has done a lot of those things. Like, you're making fun of people to their face. And Jimmy is like, I just run it by them. Like, hey, are you cool with this joke? And they said they were cool with it. The other thing is, she probably has thought of it because she's like, I never actually thought of that. Like, well, you thought of the joke. But I think a lot of us see Selena Gomez and see Benny Blanco and think the same thing. Like, damn, man, you're the reacher settler. But I have, like, the biggest man crush on Benny Blanco. I think he's, like, the sweetest, coolest, most creative person ever. And he's so supportive of her. Like, I feel like... I think Selena Gomez also hit the jackpot as well. Like, I love Benny Blanco.
Did you see recently that Benny, like, threw a fake prom for Selena because she didn't have one when she went to high school?
That's the stuff I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, he is so caring. and attentive to her needs and what she wants. I just feel like he's the best fiance. He did the nacho cheese like bath for a gift for like Valentine's Day. He throws a prom for her because she never got to go to a prom. This is like an all-out prom too. Like picked her up, walked down the aisle like she's all that moment, walking down the staircase, recreated all of these moments because he just cares. Like he's a great fiance, and I think Selena Gomez is a catch too. I'm big cheering for them.
I'm big cheering for everyone in this. I think Benny's great. I think Selena's great, and I think Nikki's great for texting them, getting clarity, and looking back and, you know, explaining herself in this as well as a comedian, which a lot of people wouldn't do. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
So Lori Lauenberg is the dream expert. You've been on like countless big time TV shows, radio shows. Like you've done the Today Show. What else have you done, wow. Lori?
Well, I'm a recurring guest on the Today Show. I was a recurring guest on Dr. Oz. I've been on Live with Kelly and Ryan, E! Network, Good Morning America, The View. You name it, darling, I've been on it.
Lori, wow. You're kind of a big deal. All right. So, Lori, I think a lot of people have dreams for those of us that remember them. And then they're always like, what does that even mean? Why do I keep having that reoccurring dream? So I think we've kind of written down some dreams that we have and I had some common questions for you to kind of break down for us some of those dreams. Because is it true that all dreams have some sort of meaning? Because sometimes my dreams are so wacky. I'm like, there's no way it means anything.
Right. Yeah. Dreams can be so bizarre and they can seem so random that there's, like you said, there's no way that can be anything. But yes, every dream has a meaning.
Oh,
you
boy.
Have to keep in mind that your dreams are basically a thinking process. It is subconscious thought. So it is a continuation of your thought stream from the day. So your dreams tonight will be a continuation of your thoughts that went on today. And so when you're dreaming, you're thinking in a very focused and deep and intuitive level. It's just a different language because your brain's working differently when you are in REM dream sleep than when you are awake.
Really? So you said it's focused. I thought dreams were just random and there's no focus, like there's no direction, but it's actually the opposite. They're extremely focused.
Yes. Yes, it's very focused, very deep, but it seems random and bizarre because dreaming is a symbolic, metaphoric, subconscious language. So when you look at everything in your dream as some part of you or some part of your life, but a symbol for the different parts of you and the different parts of your life, and you can piece it together, it makes a lot of sense. And you will also find a lot of really good advice within your dreams.
So how many dreams do we have a night? Like, do we only have like one or two dreams a night? Because then I've heard we have like thousands of dreams in one night.
What? No, we don't have thousands of dreams.
Okay. I've heard that, so I didn't know. So that's not true. So how many dreams do we have?
Every 90 minutes throughout the night, the brain enters REM dream sleep. And each session of dreaming throughout the night is longer than the previous one. So your first dream will be about 5 minutes. The last dream you have before you wake up in the morning, if you have a good night of sleep, will be 45 minutes to an hour long. So we average about 5 dreams a night.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
But we don't remember all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, why do we not remember them all?
I know, and that's so frustrating because something that is so valuable to your life is so hard to capture. And without getting too boring, the reason why dreams are so hard to remember is because, well, a good portion of where dreaming takes place in the brain is also where short-term memory is stored.
Okay.
So by nature, dreams are short-term memories. They're fleeting. You have to capture them as soon as you wake up. Within 90 seconds of waking up, almost all of the dream will be gone if you don't capture it.
Oh, wow. Mm.
I have a lot of nightmares, and I usually remember those because I feel like I wake up from a nightmare. So is that different?
Yes. The dream you wake up from, you will remember as opposed to the dreams you sleep through.
Really?
And that's why we always remember our nightmares, because nightmares jolt you awake.
Mm.
And you're like, oh my God, what just happened?
Okay, Lori, I'm sure you've been asked this a lot, but if you die in your dream, do you die in real life?
I've not spoken to any dead people that told me that's how they died. But you can, you know, I've spoken to many, 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 many people that actually experienced some kind of death in their dream and woke up just fine, still breathing, heart beating.
Wait, I thought you're not allowed. I thought you can't die. I thought you wake up right before like you hit the ground every single time. So sometimes people do die.
Yeah. People die. They feel themselves leave their, you know, maybe they get shot in their dream and they feel the blood running down their body and the soul leaving
Jesus.
The body. And then they have the awareness that they've died. But the thing about death dreams, if you dream of your own death.
I was just going to ask this. Okay, what does that mean? So if someone has that dream where they died, what does that mean usually?
So that means some kind of change or ending is happening in your life. Death is the end of life. To the dreaming mind, death is the end of life as you now know it. So you may be going through a phase of life. Dreaming of death is common when you're pregnant because your old you is dying off, so the new you as a mother can be born. So when you dream that you have died, ask yourself what kind of change is happening, what has ended.
My wife, when she was pregnant, she would have a lot more vivid dreams. She said they'd be more intense.
Yeah. When you're pregnant, you do dream more, and they are more vivid because of the hormones that are going on.
So, Hannah, you have a lot of nightmares. What are some of those nightmares that you have that maybe we could ask Lori about?
Yeah, I have nightmares quite often, like probably like 4 times a week. And they're usually around like the same types of thing. One of them being I used to be a former dancer. And so I have this reoccurring dream where I'm on stage and I don't know my choreography. And I get so mad because I'm like, why didn't I go to practice? Like, why don't I know this choreography? But I get so like embarrassed. And then I also have nightmares that I'm naked.
So I feel like the naked one's really common. So let's start there. Tell me, when people have the naked dream, they're naked. What does that usually mean?
Yeah, super probably top 15 dreams we all get. So the naked dream happens when you're in a situation in your waking life where you're feeling scrutinized, where all eyes are on you.
Mm.
It could be anything from like doing a dinner for the in-laws and you're feeling like you're going to be judged everything you do.
Mm. Or I feel like this job is probably a valid reason.
Yeah. Because what we do for a living, we're constantly scrutinized, constantly on stage performing, and people are judging. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So and do you notice in these dreams that usually no one else in the dream really notices you're naked? You're the only one aware of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll be at school, and I'm like, what the hell? But if I was really naked, people would be, like, pulling me away. But no, they just let me go.
People notice if I'm naked.
This is the way the very wise subconscious dreaming mind is trying to show you, look, you're the only one focused on this thing.
Mm.
No one else is giving it any thought. So really get over it.
And then what about the choreography one where Hannah struggles to remember the choreographer? Yeah.
That's a very common dancer nightmare.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that usually mean, Lori?
Okay. But if you're not dancing anymore and you still get this dream, tell me again your exact thought process in the dream.
That I feel lost.
Okay. Your dream thoughts are really powerful and they will be connected to that same thought process somewhere in your real life.
Do you feel lost in your real life?
Apparently.
She was taking a drink of her energy drink and she was like, oh.
Yeah, apparently.
Do you feel lost sometimes? Did that like hit
sometimes
home?
I mean, I'm in my 20s. I mean, I never know what I'm doing.
She's like, I don't have GPS for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. AB, you said that you never remember your dreams. And then as soon as I said that Lori was going to be on the show, you had a dream and you remembered it.
Yes. Brett was like, just try to remember your dream at some point this week. And then when he told us that night, I actually did remember my dream. I have a friend that's a professional dancer, and I was at one of her shows alone, and in front of me there was a guy there that was also alone, and we started talking, and I thought he was very cute, and I was like totally crushing on him. We spent the entire day together, and then I asked him if he wanted to go to my sorority's formal with me randomly, and he said yes, and then we started getting ready for that, and then I woke up.
What is your dating life like currently?
I have been single for 5 years.
Does this bother you?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure about that.
It bothers other people, though, in her life, because that people constantly keep bringing up. Like, don't you want to find a good man, AB?
Okay, all these dreams you've told me where everyone's on you. Like, when are you going to get married? When are you going to start dating? So you're feeling singled out. All eyes are on you. And you're thinking, what am I doing?
That's fair.
So people just need to stop scrutinizing us because they're giving us weird dreams.
One of the dreams I wanted to ask you about too, Lori, is my wife constantly has like these dreams where someone's chasing her. And then she like wakes up like frightened or whatever, like bolts up. And she always feels like someone was after her. She's like, I have these dreams all the time that like almost in danger or someone's after her or she has to run from something.
Something that she's been having like for years and years or recent.
That's something that she mentions all the time, that someone is chasing her of some sort.
Okay. So recurring dreams that go on for years and years and years are usually connected to a recurring behavior pattern. Whenever you exhibit the behavior, you get the dream that's connected to it. That dream is trying to help you correct the behavior. So the dream of being chased is usually connected to the behavior of avoidance or procrastination. So here's what she does. The next time she gets the dream, she's got to look at what happened the day before.
Okay.
Was there a confrontation she needed to have with someone, or was there something she was putting off?
Okay. Kevin, do you have any reoccurring dreams?
The only thing I can think of primarily is my wife here again. She has a dream that I am hoarding chocolate. And in part, it's true, but not to the degree that she's so upset about.
Oh, my God, Kevin.
Okay, this could have a lot of layers to it. It could just be about that, but it could be symbolic of something a little deeper.
She doesn't trust
you. It's her dream, not yours, so she's not here for me to interview, but... Is there anything else that happens in the dream? Does she confront you? Is there any kind of conversation in these dreams?
She yells at me for hoarding chocolate.
She says, knock it off.
We have started this diet, and you're not supposed to eat that. You're not supposed to have sugar.
And how well is the diet going, and how often does she yell at you in real life about it?
The diet's going excellent.
Okay, great.
But I would say that when she has these reoccurring dreams, it's usually just a little bit of like, you had chocolate again. You were hiding something from me again.
Is there anything else she thinks you're hiding?
Ooh.
No, we're pretty open.
Okay. So again, just take a look at the day before and you'll be able to make the connection.
What are some of the most other common dreams? Like the dream of falling is, I feel like, one of the other most common ones that people constantly have. Could you explain that one to everyone?
Yes. So the falling dream is often caused by having some kind of letdown in real life.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the downward motion that's the meaning here. What is bringing you down? It can also happen when you're suffering depression or when you feel like you're not having support, either financial or emotional or psychological support.
What about when people have their teeth fall out in their dream?
That's
something I hear a lot.
Okay, this one is particularly common for people in the radio industry.
Is it really?
Because, yes, that and the dead air dream are probably the two most common.
Oh my gosh. Right. Yep.
So the reason the teeth dream is so common is because any kind of dream that involves the mouth, the lips, the tongue, the teeth, the throat, will usually be connected to communication. Now, the teeth falling out dream is connected to saying something without thinking about it first, or saying something you wish you could put back in your mouth, like your teeth, and that should have remained there permanently, like your teeth.
So kind of having some regret.
Yeah.
And then the last dream I wanted to ask you about is when people have sexual fantasies, like if they have one about a coworker or a friend, does that mean that there's like something going on that people should be aware? Like if people have sex dreams about other people, what does that usually mean?
Well, if you have a sex dream about someone that you're already attracted to, that's just kind of a safe way to explore it in your head.
Okay.
But if it's someone you would never touch with a 10-foot pole, then remember, dreams are symbolic. So the act of sex in a dream is not about a physical union you want, but a psychological union you need or have had.
So, like, maybe they want to have some sex? Right? Yeah, right. Is that what you're saying?
No. So, if you dream about, say, your boss.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what is it about the boss that you need to unite or incorporate into yourself? So do you need to have a meeting with the boss? A meeting of mine? Or is is there a quality the boss has that you need to unite and merge into your own personality? Maybe you need to be a boss somewhere in your life.
Wow. Super interesting. I know that like couples always get in arguments like, oh my God, you had a sex dream about this person, but it might not actually be like, one,
right.
It could be a safe way of
it's
exploring
like, so
it.
How did you connect with that person, or is there something about that person you need to take in to your own psyche and as your own, you know, behavior pattern?
Is it the same thing as if like you dream your partner's cheating? Is that
the same thing?
No. Dreaming your partner is cheating is so common. Now, first of all, you know, you got to go with the obvious. Do you suspect? Besides the dream, are there other red flags that have you suspecting that? Because that could be your intuition. But if the dream seems to be coming out of nowhere and things are great, then it's likely there is something in your relationship that feels like a third wheel. Like maybe they're working too much.
Oh.
Maybe it's the Xbox. Maybe there's a new baby that's kind of become the third wheel, and the baby's the one getting all the attention and the love that you used to get.
Great. This was super interesting, Lori. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Not only did you help us, but now you got us now thinking extra and overthinking it all. So Lori, it's Lori_thedreamexpert on Instagram, or where can people find you if they want to hit you up for information or anything like that?
Yeah. So all my social media, X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, is Lori the Dream Expert, L-A-U-R-I, Lori the Dream Expert. And then if you want a private one-on-one consultation with me, and we will go very deep into your dream and cover every single detail of your dream, and you will get profound answers from it. You can find me online at LoriLowenberg.com, but Lori Lowenberg is hard to spell. So if you just Google Dream Expert, I'll be the first one that pops up.
Perfect. Lori, thank you so much for all your insight and breaking down our dreams. You were awesome. That was so much fun.
Thank you, and sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
That song's your reminder to bring your umbrella today, because it's going to be raining on and off today, all morning long and all afternoon. We're commercial free here on the Brett Maga Show. We do it every single day for an hour. We appreciate you hanging out with us and kicking off your weekend with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So many people, including us, have been worried about Justin Bieber, but he did address some of the rumors about what he's been going through. I'll tell you what he had to say at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So it's safe to say we've all been, like, really concerned about Justin Bieber for a hot sec. It hasn't just been, like, one bad photo from the paparazzi or, like, one sketchy post from him. I mean, this stuff has been nonstop, like, straight up weird and concerning about some of his actions, like even the way he looks. People are worried about him as a person. They're worried about his marriage. Just all around, I can safely say, at least us in this room, have been concerned about Justin Bieber. So he came out on Instagram yesterday and addressed some of the things. He said, "They treat me like butt out here, but I remember that I am flawed and God forgave me. It helps me to stop feeling better than those who are mean and hurtful. When I'm really honest, I can be mean and hurtful too. My instinct is to be like, damn, I wouldn't gossip and spread lies about someone on the internet, but there's other ish I do that I'm not proud of." That really doesn't make all that much sense to me, but I believe what he's trying to say is he's flawed and other people are flawed too, but he wouldn't go after people on the internet for it.
Yeah, he definitely feels attacked.
Yeah.
I think he at one point says like people are jealous of my marriage with Haley and my relationship. This post was really concerning for me. Like, one, I agreed with Hannah, like, some of the quotes you were reading, like, don't make any sense to me. I think some of it seems like a cover of, like, well, you know, like, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, but seems like he is admitting that there's something wrong. Like, right? Like, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, I do have something wrong with me, and leave me alone. And
there's other ish I do that I'm
right.
not proud
and,
of.
Yeah. And we've talked, too, about the fact that this whole Diddy thing kind of weighs heavy on him in ways, because, you know, that was kind of like a mentor to him, and there's some issues that he's probably got to sort out in his head too.
I mean, that could be a part of it. He hasn't really like addressed any of that, but that definitely could be something. He's also a new dad, and that's like a giant transition. That could be a part of
the Coachella video where he looks like he's on drugs, and everyone like Coachella is probably on drugs, but back-to-back weekends, Like, and as a fellow dad, like, I could never go to Coachella like all weekend long and be partying it up. Like, I know they live different lifestyles, and I'm not here to judge them as a parent, but I just feel like this version of Bieber that we're all questioning isn't what we thought we'd see when Bieber became a dad. And that's, and then that post and that comment to me is making me feel like, I do have a problem, leave me alone, stop being mean to me, which is fine, we'll all back off. But that's part of hitting rock bottom, is willing, you're willing to ask for help.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like he's someone who's willing to ask for help. And that scared me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, even if you take out like some of his titles, like you take out the fact he's a dad, you take out the fact that he's a husband, just as a human being, that video of him at Coachella made me so deeply concerned. Yeah. He was like leaning against other people to be able to stand up. That was so scary. I hate to see it. I hope things get better for him. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. You say.
All right, what the beep do we say this week? It's been a long week. I feel like we say that every single Friday. So that's why we take a look back on the something we said on the show. We play a clip back, and then Kevin actually puts a little beep behind something we said, and we see if you can guess what's behind the beep. The only person that's ever given me the ick is...
Wow.
Who is the only person ever in existence to ever give me the ick?
I know this person. Random as heck.
Yeah.
See if you can figure out who that person is. 314-531-9898. I'll tell you who gave me the ick at 848.
Wow, you say.
What the beep did we say for real? Who gave me the ick? So Kevin actually takes a clip from the show, and then he beeps out a certain word, and see if you can guess what's behind this beep. The only person that's ever given me the ick is...
Wow.
Who is the only person to ever give me the ick?
Okay, I have to shout out Erin, because I believe she got it right, if I can remember correctly. She's guessing George Clooney.
The only person that's ever given me the ick is George Clooney.
Wow.
George Clooney. Yep. Like, sexiest man alive, George Clooney
but
gave me
why?
The ick. Remember? Because of his stupid dyed hair that he has.
Yeah.
And then
you
he said...
it's fake.
Well, it is fake. He admits that he dyes it, so he looks fake. And then he said he's never fought ever with his wife, and it's just everything about it gave me this icky feeling.
What you say?
Severely.
That's a fact.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
All right, let's have some fun on a Friday. Let's do Fun Fact Friday. This is where we do a fact battle. These are interesting facts you can retell to your friends or family while you're hanging out this weekend. We do it as a fact battle. Like, Kevin will be the contender. He'll give a fact. I, as the fact champion, will drop a fact. And then we'll go around the room. AB, Hannah, Alex will judge which facts they find more interesting. Kevin is the challenger. Let's go first or second.
I'll go first because we found out earlier today, or I found out where the actual NFL draft is happening. It is happening in Green Bay. But they are not the team responsible for why we have an NFL draft. Fact, it's actually the current Super Bowl champions. The Philadelphia Eagles are the reason why the NFL has a draft system. When the NFL expanded in the 1930s, it raised significant problems with other teams because they didn't have the money to compete for the best players. So the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles proposed a draft system that would help level the playing field. The other owners agreed.
Do you find that interesting, Miss I Love Sports? What do you mean interesting?
I'm staying silent until it's time to vote.
Well, you didn't stay silent. You said interesting. Like, love it on his fact.
Well, back then they chose from 90 prospective players, and today the draft will be 257 players going to the different teams.
It's like a whole event.
Wow.
AB, were you locked in on that?
I can't pay attention to sports.
You just heard blah, 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 right?
Blah, blah. Yeah, that's going to be an easy one to beat for me. I'm sorry, Kev.
And my fact is about God.
Oh, thank God.
Literally.
Sadly, we lost Pope Francis this past week, and the funeral and all the ceremonies are going to be held this weekend. I have a fact about the Pope. The Pope used to be a bouncer. Real fact, bonus, when he was coming up before he was a pope, that was one of his first jobs. He went from a bouncer to pope. So when you see those big guys throwing people out of the bar and roughing people
be
up.
Be really nice to them.
Yeah, that guy might turn into the pope one day.
Yeah.
I just think it's so interesting that, yeah, that was one of his first jobs before he became a pope. Pope Francis was once a bouncer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going with Brett.
Yeah, let's go with the pope. Thank you.
I'll go ahead.
Yeah, I will. Alex is always putting
you guys
buddies.
Have led me to be the decision maker the last few weeks. I'm going to go with Kevin on this. I think that's very interesting
And I have a hunch that Kevin's not going to get many sports
Alex
votes
is Jewish.
Here.
That is why he's not voting for the Catholic Pope.
Right.
it's on you, Hannah.
Let's see.
The Pope is watching down now during his funeral. He's
Pope
watching.
Francis.
He actually is not watching his ceremony. He's watching Hannah right now.
You know,
about to throw you out of the studio.
This is no surprise to anybody. I'm going with Brett. I just can't with the sports.
Yes!
Either, Kevin.
Understood.
That was a poor choice on your part.
You got to play the crowd. You had Hannah and AB voting, and you went with a football fact.
Yeah. I became Mr. Irrelevant.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? By the time we get to Friday, we're all exhausted, we're drained, our allergies have been driving us crazy, and we're just ready for the weekend. And then we think back about what's the one little thing, something simple that someone said to you, completely changed your mindset, and it's the way to kick off the weekend with some positivity. Also, we kick off the weekend with the beautiful sounds of Kevin strumming the harp.
Oh, beautiful. Always gets me.
So good. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
So I have to shout out listener Kayla. So yesterday on the show, I received a flood of hate text messages. And Kayla's always like a super loyal listener. And she texted in and said, "Hey, it's Kayla. If people are being nasty, heck with those people. That is a them problem. I can spam call them if you like." So I love that Kayla came in swinging in my defense. That means a lot to me.
I think we all have your back and love you, Hannah. And sometimes those messages of hate, though, can be the loudest. But we hope that you see all of the flood of positive messages and people in your life that really do care about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine comes from my older brother because he had hurt his leg, his quad muscle, had surgery earlier this week and actually sent me the text and said, "Hey, all is well. Rehab begins."
Oh, that's
yay.
Awesome.
Yay. We've been worried.
AB?
I think for me, my sister's best friend Lucy texted me the other day and was just like, "Hey, this is really random, but I just wanted to tell you I love all of the stuff you've been doing on social media."
Oh, wow.
And I feel like it was a good reminder for me because normally I'm like, the people that know me probably get really annoyed with all the stuff I'm posting. And she's like, "No, I actually follow everything. I like every video. Like, I'm obsessed with it."
Well, so that means you're doing a good job being a radio personality and having social media. Yeah. But sometimes you like just question yourself anyways. They're like, is my like post good enough for anybody? It'll all get that like imposter syndrome.
Totally.
Alex?
For me, this was a big one because I think it's one of the things that I've just kind of, I guess, been waiting to check off my bucket list of things to do. But I got a call this week, earlier in the week, from St. Louis City SC to sing the national anthem at the city game.
That is so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Basically, the entire city is going to be out there watching.
It's
going
to be awesome. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I think you got to do it at least once to get past it, right?
Do you know all the words to the national anthem?
I think I feel pretty good about it. You know, I got about a week and a half,
right?
It's almost like 2 weeks to figure it out. So
it's like one of those things where everyone kind of thinks they know the national anthem, so you have to say it. You're like, wait, I'm not singing it with everybody?
Until you got 20,000 people waiting on you to sing it.
Especially because it's not like in your normal repertoire of gigs that you sing and perform.
Exactly.
Mine's just a cute story about my daughter. We were at like parent-teacher conferences for my son, and the teachers were talking about, what siblings will be in the school next year? And someone had brought up my daughter, and they said, "Hey, will Emerson be in the school next year?" And they're like, "Actually, no, because of her August birthday, she's not of age." And one of the, I guess all of the teachers, when they heard that, said, "That girl's not of age. Well, we have to wait like 6 more months to get her into this school. She's going to be running the school by then. We might as well." It's like, she walks into the school like she owns the place, they told us during parent teacher conference. And we all said, "Oh yeah, we just think she can get a job in the office. She just she has a swagger that all of the other kids in the school just kind of go, we're paying attention to her. She's 20 months old, but she runs stuff." And I was like, that is so funny, but that is so her. And my wife texts me every time she drops off my kid at school that literally all the other kids just go, "Emerson, what are we doing today?" And she leads the other kids on the playground. So yeah, that's my 20-month-old. And I thought that was just an adorable story. Think back on your days and just think, hey, is there a cute story? Is there something I can just put a smile on my face? And that's the best way to kick off the weekend.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.